is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's softening things in the cattle market?
Well, Leslie, it was a negative day throughout most of the session. We did have a moment, especially when that USDA number came out and corn went down so much. We saw the cattle have a nice rally, trading on the positive side, but it did not last long. We reverted back to that negative trade. I think, once again, it's more profit-taking than anything else. Fundamental-wise, there's no fresh news out there that's negative for the market. We even saw choice box beef at mid-morning, $2.80 higher, selects up 316, had a movement of 70 lots on this, made cattle kill of 109,000 head. We saw the hog market, they have its highest trade of the past 14 sessions. So overall, it was kind of an interesting day that lacked any real news to go along with it. On the close, we saw the April cattle down $1.17, June down 65, May down 55, August feeder 62 lower, and June hogs 25 higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's almost auction time at Big Iron. The next auction is coming up Wednesday morning. Big Iron District Manager Mike Wolf joins us now with a preview of this week's sale.
Well, this week, with the 634 lots we have selling, you're going to see a 1997 Fiat Alice D3 Dozier that's up in Pottawatomie County. Got a 1981 Case IH 2590 tractor and a 1974 Alice Chalmers Model 1300 tractor. They're both up in that Enid area. Got a 2007 S8&H Contender Sport Livestock Gooseneck Trailer, 7 round balers, 39 lots of tillage equipment, got 5 combines, various farm equipment, trucks, trailers, ATVs, you name it. We've got a lot of equipment selling.
If you'd like more information on buying and selling with Big Iron, call District Manager Mike Wolf at 580-320-2718 or go to the website at www.bigiron.com and Mike will be happy to help you out. That's bigiron.com.
Tom, how did the USDA reports impact the grain markets today?
Well, it turned out as the way the day ended, the wheat and the corn saw the brunt of the downside, double-digit losses, while the soybeans managed to close a little bit on the positive side. Numbers weren't all that far from expectations, but far enough that it was a negative report for the wheat and the corn. There's still plenty of time for this market to, you know, look at this whole situation different, but at the moment, we saw a negative close on the May Kansas City wheat and July Kansas City wheat that were down 17 cents, May Chicago wheat down 18 and a half. May corn and July corn were both down 18 and a quarter. May soybeans closed 5.5 higher. July beans up 5. And May cotton was 58 points higher today.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.